Being homeless is hard enough, but young adults who are homeless have their own set of challenges. For one thing, they're no longer eligible for family shelters. And experts say 18 to 24-year-olds can be targets of theft and assault by older homeless adults. In Boston, a new shelter has just opened for young adults only. Reporter Ari Daniel was there.
Tomorrow, we're going to open. And we're just 24 hours away from opening our doors.
I'm at a celebratory dinner in the basement of the First Parish Church in Harvard Square. It's been through a $1.3 million renovation with funds coming from foundations, grants, and donations. The place looks like an upscale youth hostel. There's bright wood paneling, surfaces painted lime green. 22 beds decorate the far wall like an elaborate treehouse. This is the new location of Y to Y, a shelter for young adults only. And the next morning, it's open for business.
Hi, are you calling for the lottery results?
Yep.
You got a bed.
One thing that makes Y to Y special is the staff. Every one of them is a young adult, a lot of them Harvard University students, and almost all of them volunteers, like Needham Hurst and Ian Meyer, who are staffing the lottery line this morning.
You both want a bed.
You're number six.
Yep, three also want a bed.
Number seven, you have a bed.
All seven who enter the lottery get beds. They're just a handful of the hundreds of young adults in Boston who are homeless. It's a need that Sarah Rosenkrantz and Sam Greenberg, the 23-year-old Y to Y co-founders and co-directors, are intent on addressing.
Just telling our peers that we don't believe they should be homeless and we want to work together to fix this issue.
We have an obligation to ensure that all of our peers are safe, warm, welcomed, and supported.
So besides being a place to sleep, Y to Y will offer other services.
We have student case managers. We have volunteers who participate in legislative and public advocacy. We'll have workshops, things like financial literacy, storytelling, poetry, like public speaking.
The other thing that's special about Y to Y is that at every turn, young adults who are or have been homeless have advised the shelter's planning as part of a youth advisory board. Ayala Livni, the only person I interviewed over 25, consults on programs related to homelessness.
I think that it'd be negligent to try and create a shelter for young adults without getting the actual input of young adults who are going to be staying at the shelter.
Like 23-year-old Andrew Jampa, who serves on the Youth Advisory Board.
We've come up with pretty much all aspects around Y to Y, between policies, furniture, regulations.
Like length of stay, which is up to 30 days, like the drug and alcohol policy, like whether you can have a pet. And it was this board that replaced a list of rules with a list of responsibilities to allow young people to feel ownership over the space. But now everyone's focused on the opening, just moments away. There's last-minute signs to post, vegetables to chop for dinner. Finally, the doors open. 12 young people end up spending the night. Kane, hair curly and dyed vibrant aqua, is among them. Kane's 21 and is relieved to have a place to stay. Having steered clear of other shelters these last several months while homeless, there's something about Y to Y that's special for Kane.
This space, at least, I mean, the way they design it, it's like mind-blowing and beautiful and absolutely, like, breathtaking.
I mean, it seems like it'd be fun to stay here.
Oh, it does. It does. And that's what I'm saying, like, the thought that they put into and the care of transforming a space, this whole new concept of how it means to live, even if you don't have a home, per se.
Just being here lifts Kane's spirits.
This place, it's different. It's warmth. It's like, brings me warmth. It's the only way I can put it.
Being surrounded by other young people gives Kane hope that finding a way out of homelessness is a real possibility. For NPR News, I'm Ari Daniel.